You are listening to the Atlanta Real Estate Forum radio show, all about real estate edition, shining a light on the movers and shakers in the real estate industry, the home builders, developers, realtors, and suppliers making it all happen. And now, here are today's hosts.
Good morning and welcome back to the About Real Estate Edition. I am your host, Todd Schnick, joined by my friend and colleague, Carol Morgan. Good morning, Carol. I think we've had this organization on the show before, but it has been quite some time. So looking forward to having them back and seeing what they're up to.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's been several years. So yeah. This will be a fun update.
And they very effectively serve this important industry. So good to have them back. Say hello to our guest. His name is Rich Davis. He's a principal with J. Williams Staffing. Rich, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you. Thank you for having us.
The pleasure is ours. I appreciate you making time to join us. I know you're awfully busy out there, so grateful for you to swing by. Before we get into all the great things that J. Williams Staffing is up to, take a quick second. Tell us a bit about you and your background.
Oh, sure, Todd. I am the, as you mentioned, principal of J. Williams Staffing in North Carolina and Georgia. My career has been centered around the new home sales industry. I started selling on site with Pulte in 1981. Wow. I was with the company for 18 years, with KB Home for 8 years, and have transformed my experience in the new home sales industry into a staffing business. And in 2014, I merged with J. Williams Staffing, Joanne Williams, out of Irvine, California. And we're making a good headway here into the Atlanta marketplace.
Outstanding.
Well, tell us a little bit more about J. Williams Staffing.
J. Williams Staffing is a national home building and real estate company. We specialize in recruiting and staffing for home builders and property managers in their model home sales offices. The company has grown over the years since Joanne founded it in 2004. We're in California, Arizona, Nevada, Colorado, Texas, Georgia, and the Carolinas.
That's so very
we're
exciting.
Covering the growth areas of the country.
Well, when you think about real estate industry growth, boy, those are the hot spots. So, so walk us through the specific kinds of special staffing needs that you fulfill for your clients' behalf.
Our clients look to J. Williams Staffing for recruiting model home sales offices, coverage of those offices. We also do work in their main office, in the admin side of the business, accounting, purchasing, and of course, sales and marketing.
Got it.
That's a pretty wide range.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. I guess, you know, it's just kind of fascinating. On any one like given day, how many people might you have out in the field?
Well, that's a very good question, and as many as possible.
Yeah, absolutely.
We average about 50 people a day in the field and in the markets we work in.
So that's a lot. How do you find them and how do you train them?
Mm-hmm. Well, we do use the web-based recruiting companies, LinkedIn, ZipRecruiter. However, we're most proud of the referrals that we receive from our clients, our customers, and our associates that send good people to us, and that's what we're looking for.
So you actually recruit your own people to be part of this database that you can staff up to your customers, but you also, I imagine, people come to you and say, I'd like to be a part of this. Is that possible? I mean, how does that work?
Absolutely. Absolutely. We get calls, we get emails from people that have heard of us through the vehicles I just mentioned or referred to us, and they can call Susan here in Atlanta. She's our area manager in the Atlanta marketplace. And we will be glad to speak to people. And we start out with the, of course, the resume process.
Sure.
Submitting their resume through our company website.
So it's important to note here that you don't just add anyone to this database. Right. You go through an exhaustive process to be sure that the talent that you're offering to your customers are people who have been well vetted.
Mm-hmm.
We have an understanding of their skills. And then talk about any kind of training that you do.
When we bring new associates into our company, we have a very thorough group interview process. The background checks are run on our associates, and then we have a very extensive onboarding and training program where proper expectations are set for our associates when they go out to one of our builders' offices. They understand exactly what they're there for, what they can and what they can't do for a particular builder.
You know, that's so important. If you don't know what the expectations are, then how can you succeed?
Very true.
Just great.
Yeah, in every business.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And what about your customer feedback? I mean, I imagine there's a procedure and a process by which so someone comes on site and does X number of hours of work. I mean, is there a procedure where they can give you feedback?
Yeah. We do have a feedback form that we send to every single assignment that when we send our electronic confirmations to the on-site salesperson. And there is a Word document feedback form that they can print out, fill out, or fill out and just email back to us. And we get very good feedback that way.
Is there anything unique about staffing the Atlanta market?
Oh, yes. Yeah, the breadth and size of this market is really something. Susan did a graphic where as you look at the new home builders and you look at the market, it's about a 140-mile circle. And the tremendous amount of new home communities and phenomenal growth in this marketplace make it challenging for recruiting and placement.
Yeah. So just to kind of help our listeners, you know, I know you staff a whole lot of positions, but is there a predominant position that, you know, you always have hostesses out or you always have, you know, what kind of give us the breakdown of who you're staffing?
The predominant work that we do with our home builder clients is staffing their new home sales offices.
Right.
When their on-site sales staff is ill, goes on vacation. In some cases, there's one person in an office and it's open 7 days a week.
Right.
So that is the most common work that we do with our clients.
It's a great solution. You know, if you don't have anyone trained and you've got, you know, your agents are out sick or your hostess is out sick or, you know, whatever, or it's just, you know, not a position that you want to fill, you know, full time internally.
Right. That's right.
Well, I wasn't even thinking about that, but because I was thinking this, you know, some of these placements, and I suspect some of them are more, not say long term, but they're not a day.
No.
They're, you know, but do you have the ability to that if you have an on-site agent who's, say, going to take a week-long vacation, you're not left in the lurch.
That's right. The builder's sales office can always be open with our service. With my experience in publicly traded home building companies, the last thing you want to do is have a customer go up to your door and have it locked.
Right. Scary, because then they're just going to get on the street and find an open door.
Well, there's lots of communities in Atlanta for them to go to.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, there's your tagline right there. Your sales office never has to be closed. So what other skill sets are you looking for? I mean, do you have a comfortable collection of talent, or are you always looking for new and fresh faces?
Well, in our business, Todd, we're always looking for good people. Always. So if anybody's listening out there, we welcome you to contact us.
That's great. What can clients expect from working with you?
Well, Carol, our clients can expect from J. Williams Staffing professional representation from an associate that has, as I mentioned before, had a background check, been through an interview process, an orientation process, understands the expectations that I have set with our builder clients when they go to one of their communities, and they are very, very well aware of those. Our builder clients can also expect from us, a friend from our, that our associates, our employees of J. Williams Staffing, therefore, abiding by employee versus independent contractor labor laws. Mm. I like to tell the folks I do business with, when you have one of our associates come to your office, they weren't at CVS the day before stocking shelves. So
what about things like workers' comp and other insurance?
Oh, absolutely. Everyone that goes into a builder's office, every one of our associates is covered under a workman's comp and general liability policy that we have in place covering our builders.
That's wonderful. Yeah, absolutely.
That is good to know. All right. Well, Rich, we are about out of time. Before we let you go, should anyone have any questions of you, how do they find you?
Your listeners can visit www.jwilliamsstaffing.com. We have a J. Williams Staffing Facebook page. Both Susan and I have LinkedIn pages that they're welcome to visit. Should they want to learn more about us and our experience in the new home sales business.
All right. Rich Davis, a principal with J. Williams Staffing. Great to have you. Thanks again for stopping by and joining us.
Thank you. Appreciate you having us.
Our pleasure. That wraps this week's About Real Estate edition. On behalf of today's guest, Rich Davis, my co-host, Carol Morgan, I am Todd Schnick. We're signing off for now. Thank you for tuning in and listening, and we look forward to seeing you next week.
Today's episode was made possible by the Atlanta Real Estate Forum, Atlanta's favorite real estate blog and source for real estate news, trends, new home communities, model homes, builders, and more. Call them at 770-383-3360 or send an email to info@atlantarealestateforum.com. Check out the radio show by visiting atlantarealestateforum.com or by subscribing to the show on iTunes. And if you enjoyed today's broadcast, we'd sure appreciate a rating and review on iTunes. Thank you again for listening, and we'll see you next time on the Atlanta Real Estate Forum radio show.